The China Study by T. Colin Campbell. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The China Study, written by T. Colin Campbell and his son Thomas M. Campbell II, is a comprehensive study of the relationship between nutrition and disease. The book examines the results of an extensive survey conducted in rural China that looked at how diet affects health outcomes. It also looks at other studies from around the world to draw conclusions about how different dietary patterns affect our health. The authors argue that animal-based foods are linked to many chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and obesity. They suggest that plant-based diets can reduce or even reverse these conditions if adopted early enough in life. The authors also discuss the environmental impact of animal agriculture and its contribution to global warming. The book provides detailed information on various aspects of nutrition, including macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins and fats, micronutrients, vitamins and minerals, as well as phytochemicals found in plants which have been shown to be beneficial for human health. In addition to providing scientific evidence for their claims, the authors provide practical advice on how readers can make changes to their diets in order to improve their overall health. This includes tips on shopping for healthy food items as well as recipes for meals that are both nutritious and delicious. Overall, The China Study is an informative read with valuable insights into nutrition science backed up by research from around the world. It provides readers with a clear understanding of what constitutes a healthy diet while offering practical advice on making positive changes towards better eating habits. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Plant-based diets are the healthiest. Plant-based diets are the healthiest for humans, as evidenced by the China Study, which found that those who ate the most plant-based foods had the lowest rates of chronic disease. Main idea number two. Animal-based foods are unhealthy. Animal-based foods, such as red meat, dairy, and eggs, are linked to higher rates of chronic diseases, such as cancer and heart disease, and should be avoided or eaten in moderation. Main idea number three. Whole foods are best. Whole foods, such as fruits, vegetables, grains, and legumes, are the healthiest and most nutritious foods and should be the basis of a healthy diet. Main idea number four. Processed foods are unhealthy. Processed foods, such as white flour, sugar, and refined oils, are unhealthy and should be avoided. Main idea number five. Nutrition is key to health. Nutrition is key to health, and the quality of the food we eat is more important than the quantity. Main idea number six. Diet is linked to disease. Diet is linked to many chronic diseases, such as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, and can be used to prevent and even reverse these diseases. Main idea number seven. Genes are not destiny. Genes are not destiny, and the environment, including diet, plays a major role in determining health. Main idea number eight. Nutrition is more important than exercise. Nutrition is more important than exercise when it comes to health, and exercise should be used to supplement a healthy diet. Main idea number nine. Plant-based proteins are healthier. Plant-based proteins, such as beans, nuts, and seeds, are healthier than animal-based proteins and should be the primary source of protein in a healthy diet. Main idea number 10. Dairy is unhealthy. Dairy is linked to many chronic diseases and should be avoided or eaten in moderation. Main idea number 11. Fat is not the enemy. Fat is not the enemy, and healthy fats, such as olive oil, avocados, and nuts, should be included in a healthy diet. Main idea number 12. Refined carbohydrates are unhealthy. Refined carbohydrates, such as white flour and sugar, are unhealthy and should be avoided. Main idea number 13. Whole grains are healthy. Whole grains, such as oats, quinoa, and brown rice, are healthy and should be included in a healthy diet. Main idea number 14. Plant-based diets are sustainable. Plant-based diets are more sustainable than animal-based diets and can help reduce the environmental impact of food production. Main idea number 15. Animal-based foods are linked to environmental damage. Animal-based foods are linked to environmental damage, such as deforestation and water pollution, and should be avoided or eaten in moderation. Main idea number 16. Plant-based diets are more affordable. Plant-based diets are more affordable than animal-based diets and can help reduce food costs. Main idea number 17. Plant-based diets are more ethical. Plant-based diets are more ethical than animal-based diets, as they do not involve the exploitation of animals. Main idea number 18. Plant-based diets are easier to prepare. Plant-based diets are easier to prepare than animal-based diets and can help reduce the time spent in the kitchen. Main idea number 19. Plant-based diets are more nutritious. Plant-based diets are more nutritious than animal-based diets, as they contain more vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Main idea number 20. Plant-based diets are better for the planet. Plant-based diets are better for the planet, as they require less land, water, and energy to produce than animal-based diets. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Plant-based diets are the healthiest for humans, as evidenced by the China study. This study found that those who ate the most plant-based foods had the lowest rates of chronic disease. The findings from this study were published in a book called The China Study by T. Colin Campbell. The research conducted in this study showed that people who consumed more animal products and fewer plant-based foods had higher rates of chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. On the other hand, those who ate mostly plants experienced lower levels of these same illnesses. In addition to being healthier overall, plant-based diets can also help reduce your risk for certain types of cancers. Studies have shown that eating more fruits and vegetables can decrease your risk for certain types of cancer, including colorectal cancer and prostate cancer. Eating a diet rich in whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables is not only beneficial to our health, but it is also better for our environment. Plant-based diets require less water than animal-based diets, which helps conserve resources while reducing pollution. Main idea number 2. Animal-based foods, such as red meat, dairy, and eggs, are linked to higher rates of chronic diseases. According to the China study by T. Colin Campbell, these types of food should be avoided or eaten in moderation due to their potential health risks. Studies have shown that diets high in animal-based foods can increase the risk for cancer and heart disease. Additionally, research has found that consuming large amounts of saturated fat from animal sources can lead to an increased risk for obesity and diabetes. The China study also suggests that plant-based diets are healthier than those based on animal products because they contain more fiber and antioxidants, which help protect against chronic diseases like cancer and heart disease. Plant-based diets also tend to be lower in calories than those based on animal products, so they may help with weight management as well. Overall, it is important to limit consumption of animal-based foods due to their potential health risks associated with them. Eating a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes is the best way to ensure optimal health. Main idea number 3. Whole foods are the best choice for a healthy diet. Eating whole foods, such as fruits, vegetables, grains, and legumes, provides our bodies with essential vitamins and minerals that help us stay healthy. Whole foods also contain dietary fiber, which helps to keep us full longer and aids in digestion. Additionally, these types of food are naturally low in calories and fat, so they can help us maintain a healthy weight. Eating whole foods is not only beneficial for our physical health, but it can also have positive effects on our mental well-being too. Studies have shown that eating more plant-based meals can reduce stress levels and improve moods due to their high content of antioxidants, which protect against inflammation in the body. In the China study by T. Colin Campbell, he explains how switching from processed or refined foods to whole plant-based meals could drastically reduce the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease or diabetes. He argues that this type of diet has been proven time and again to be one of the most effective ways to promote good health. Overall, it's clear that choosing whole foods over processed ones is an important step towards achieving optimal health. Not only do they provide essential nutrients, but they also offer protection against many illnesses while helping you maintain a healthy weight. Main idea number 4. Processed foods are unhealthy and should be avoided. Processed foods, such as white flour, sugar, and refined oils, contain little to no nutritional value and can have a negative impact on our health. These processed ingredients lack the essential vitamins, minerals, fiber, antioxidants, and other beneficial compounds that are found in whole plant-based foods. The consumption of processed food has been linked to an increased risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and certain types of cancer. Additionally, these highly processed products often contain added sugars or artificial sweeteners, which can lead to weight gain when consumed in excess. It is important to focus on eating whole plant-based foods instead of relying heavily on processed items. Eating more fruits and vegetables along with legumes like beans or lentils will provide your body with all the nutrients it needs while avoiding any potential risks associated with consuming too many processed products. Main idea number 5. Nutrition is key to health, and the quality of the food we eat is more important than the quantity. Eating a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats can help us maintain our physical and mental well-being. It's also important to limit processed foods high in sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats, as these can lead to weight gain and other health problems such as diabetes or heart disease. The China study by T. Colin Campbell emphasizes this point further by showing how certain dietary patterns are linked with chronic diseases like cancer or cardiovascular disease. He argues that eating a plant-based diet rich in whole foods provides essential nutrients for optimal health while avoiding many of the toxins found in animal products. In addition to following a nutritious diet, it's also important to stay active through regular exercise, which helps keep our bodies strong and fit. Exercise has been shown to reduce stress levels while improving moods and overall energy levels. Main idea number 6. Diet is an important factor in the development of many chronic diseases. Studies have shown that diets high in processed foods, saturated fats, and refined sugars can increase the risk of developing cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Conversely, diets rich in whole grains, fruits, and vegetables are associated with a decreased risk for these same diseases. The China study by T. Colin Campbell provides evidence that diet plays a major role in preventing or reversing chronic illnesses such as cancer and heart disease. The study found that people who ate plant-based diets had lower rates of these diseases than those who consumed animal products. Additionally, it showed that even small changes to one's diet could make a significant difference when it comes to reducing the risk of developing certain conditions. These findings suggest that making dietary changes can be an effective way to reduce the risk of developing chronic illnesses like cancer and heart disease. Eating more whole grains, fruits, and vegetables while limiting processed foods can help improve overall health outcomes. Main idea number 7. Genes are not destiny. While our genetic makeup may predispose us to certain health conditions, the environment plays a major role in determining our overall health. This is especially true when it comes to diet and nutrition. The China study by T. Colin Campbell provides compelling evidence that dietary choices can have a profound impact on our physical and mental well-being. The book examines the relationship between nutrition and disease, drawing from decades of research conducted in rural China. It reveals how different diets can lead to vastly different outcomes for individuals with similar genetic backgrounds, and how even small changes in diet can make a big difference in terms of preventing or reversing chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and more. Ultimately, this groundbreaking work shows that genes are not destiny. Rather than being predetermined by genetics alone, we have the power to shape our own health through conscious dietary choices. Main idea number 8. Nutrition is the foundation of health. Eating a balanced diet that includes all essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and other beneficial compounds can help to prevent disease and maintain overall well-being. Exercise is important for physical fitness, but it cannot replace good nutrition when it comes to providing the body with the fuel it needs to function properly. The China study by T. Colin Campbell emphasizes this point. Good nutrition is far more important than exercise in determining our health status. Exercise should be used as an adjunct to a healthy diet rather than as a substitute for one inch, Campbell. This means that while exercise can help us stay fit and active, we must also focus on eating nutritious foods if we want to achieve optimal health. Eating well-balanced meals with plenty of fruits and vegetables provides our bodies with essential nutrients like protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals. These are necessary for proper growth and development as well as energy production. On the other hand, exercise alone does not provide these vital components. Instead, it helps us burn calories so that we don't gain weight or become overweight. In conclusion, nutrition is more important than exercise when it comes to achieving optimal health. Eating nutritious foods provides our bodies with essential nutrients while exercising helps us stay physically fit. Therefore, both should be incorporated into our daily lives in order to maintain good health. Main idea number 9. Plant-based proteins are a much healthier option than animal-based proteins. Plant-based proteins provide essential nutrients, such as fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that are not found in animal products. Additionally, plant-based proteins contain no cholesterol or saturated fat and have been linked to lower rates of heart disease and cancer. Furthermore, they can help reduce inflammation in the body, which is associated with many chronic diseases. In contrast to plant-based proteins, animal products contain high levels of saturated fat and cholesterol, which can increase the risk for cardiovascular disease. Animal protein also contains hormones and antibiotics that may be harmful to our health if consumed in large amounts over time. For these reasons, it is important to make sure that most of your daily protein intake comes from plant sources rather than animal sources. Eating a variety of beans, nuts, seeds, and whole grains will ensure you get all the essential nutrients needed for optimal health while avoiding unhealthy fats. Main idea number 10. Dairy is often seen as a healthy food, but research has shown that it can be linked to many chronic diseases. Studies have found that dairy consumption increases the risk of prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, and breast cancer. It has also been associated with an increased risk of type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. The China study by T. Colin Campbell suggests avoiding or eating dairy in moderation due to its potential health risks. He argues that consuming too much dairy can lead to inflammation in the body, which can cause long-term damage over time. Additionally, he states that there are healthier alternatives such as plant-based milks and cheeses, which provide similar nutrients without the same health risks. Overall, while some people may think of dairy as a healthy food choice, research shows otherwise. Eating too much dairy could increase your risk for certain chronic diseases, so it's important to limit your intake or opt for healthier alternatives when possible. Main idea number 11. Fat is not the enemy. In fact, healthy fats are essential for a balanced diet and should be included in moderation. Olive oil, avocados, nuts, and other sources of unsaturated fat can help to reduce cholesterol levels and improve overall health. Eating too much saturated fat from animal products or processed foods can lead to weight gain and an increased risk of heart disease. The China study by T. Colin Campbell emphasizes the importance of including healthy fats in our diets as part of a whole foods plant-based approach to nutrition. He explains that eating more fruits, vegetables, legumes, grains, nuts, and seeds will provide us with all the essential nutrients we need while avoiding unhealthy fats found in processed foods. Including healthy fats such as olive oil or avocado into your meals is an easy way to get some extra nutrition without adding too many calories. Nuts are also great sources of protein and fiber, which can help keep you full longer between meals. Overall, it's important to remember that fat isn't necessarily bad for you, it just needs to be consumed in moderation along with plenty of other nutritious foods like fruits and vegetables. Main idea number 12. Refined carbohydrates are unhealthy because they lack the essential nutrients and fiber found in whole grains. Refined carbohydrates, such as white flour and sugar, have been stripped of their natural vitamins, minerals, and fiber during processing. This means that when you eat refined carbs, your body is not getting the nutrition it needs to stay healthy. Eating too many refined carbs can lead to a number of health problems, including obesity, diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol levels, and even some types of cancer. Refined carbs also cause blood sugar spikes, which can leave you feeling tired or sluggish after eating them. It's important to limit your intake of refined carbohydrates by avoiding processed foods like white breads and pastas, as well as sugary snacks like candy bars or cookies. Instead, opt for healthier options such as whole grain breads and pastas or fresh fruits and vegetables. Main idea number 13. Whole grains are an important part of a healthy diet. They provide essential nutrients, such as fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that can help reduce the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes. Whole grains also contain complex carbohydrates, which provide sustained energy throughout the day. Eating whole grains regularly can help maintain a healthy weight by keeping you feeling fuller for longer. In the China study by T. Colin Campbell, he explains how eating whole grain foods is beneficial to our health in many ways. He states that whole grain foods have been linked to lower rates of obesity and type 2 diabetes due to their high fiber content, which helps regulate blood sugar levels and keeps us feeling full for longer periods of time. Additionally, they are rich in B vitamins, which play an important role in metabolism and energy production. Examples of whole grain foods include oats, quinoa, brown rice, barley, buckwheat groats, kasha, bulgur wheat, cracked wheat, millet, and farro. These should be included as part of a balanced diet along with other nutrient-dense plant-based foods such as fruits and vegetables. Main idea number 14. Plant-based diets are more sustainable than animal-based diets because they require fewer resources to produce. Plant foods use less land, water, and energy than animal products do. Additionally, plant-based diets generate fewer greenhouse gas emissions due to the lower amount of methane produced by animals in comparison to plants. This means that a diet based on plants is better for the environment overall. Furthermore, plant-based diets can help reduce food waste, since many fruits and vegetables are often discarded due to their appearance or size. By eating these ugly fruits and vegetables instead of throwing them away, we can reduce our environmental impact even further. Finally, plant-based diets have been shown to be healthier for both people and the planet, as they provide essential nutrients while reducing our reliance on unsustainable farming practices such as factory farming. Eating a diet rich in whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds has been linked with numerous health benefits, including improved heart health and reduced risk of certain cancers. Main idea number 15. Animal-based foods are linked to environmental damage in a number of ways. Foremost among these is deforestation, which is caused by the need for more land to raise livestock and grow feed crops. This leads to soil erosion, loss of biodiversity, and disruption of natural water cycles. Additionally, animal agriculture contributes significantly to air pollution due to methane emissions from cows and other animals, as well as nitrous oxide emissions from fertilizer used on feed crops. Water pollution is another major issue associated with animal-based foods. Animal waste can contaminate rivers and streams with excess nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus that lead to algal blooms that deplete oxygen levels in the water. This can cause fish kills or make it difficult for aquatic life to survive. Given these impacts, the China study recommends avoiding or eating animal-based foods in moderation whenever possible. Eating plant-based diets instead helps reduce our impact on the environment while still providing us with essential nutrients. Main idea number 16. Plant-based diets are more affordable than animal-based diets and can help reduce food costs. Plant foods such as grains, legumes, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds are generally much less expensive than animal products like meat and dairy. Additionally, plant-based meals tend to be lower in calories per serving size compared to their animal counterparts. This means that you can eat larger portions of plant-based foods for the same amount of money. In addition to being cost-effective, a plant-based diet is also healthier for your body. Studies have shown that people who follow a vegan or vegetarian diet tend to have lower rates of obesity and chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes when compared with those who consume an omnivorous diet. Eating more plants also helps reduce environmental impacts associated with raising animals for food production. Overall, following a plant-based diet is not only good for your health, but it's also great for your wallet. By eating mostly whole foods from the produce section at the grocery store instead of processed meats or dairy products, you can save money while still getting all the nutrients you need. Main idea number 17. Plant-based diets are more ethical than animal-based diets, as they do not involve the exploitation of animals. Animal agriculture is responsible for a wide range of environmental and social issues, from deforestation to water pollution to animal cruelty. By choosing plant-based foods instead of animal products, we can reduce our impact on the environment and help protect animals from suffering in factory farms. In addition to being more ethical, plant-based diets are also healthier than their animal-based counterparts. Studies have shown that people who follow a vegan or vegetarian diet tend to be healthier overall than those who consume meat and dairy products. Plant-based diets are typically higher in fiber and lower in saturated fat, which can help reduce the risk of heart disease and other chronic illnesses. Finally, plant-based diets can be just as delicious as any other type of cuisine. With so many vegan recipes available online these days, it's easy to find tasty meals that don't require any animal products at all. From hearty soups and stews to flavorful curries and stir-fries, there's something for everyone when it comes to eating a plant-based diet. Main idea number 18. Plant-based diets are often easier to prepare than animal-based diets. Plant foods require less time and effort in the kitchen, as they don't need to be cooked for long periods of time or require complicated preparation techniques. Additionally, plant-based meals can be made with fewer ingredients than their animal-based counterparts, making them simpler and faster to put together. In addition to being quicker and easier to make, plant-based meals also tend to be healthier than those that contain meat or dairy products. Plant foods are naturally low in saturated fat and cholesterol, while providing essential vitamins and minerals that help keep us healthy. Eating a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and nuts can provide all the nutrients we need without having to rely on processed meats or dairy products. Making the switch from an animal-based diet to a plant-based one doesn't have to mean sacrificing flavor either. There are plenty of delicious recipes out there that use only plant ingredients but still taste great. With some creativity and experimentation, you can create tasty dishes using only plants, no animals required. Main idea number 19. Plant-based diets are more nutritious than animal-based diets because they contain a greater variety of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Plant foods provide essential nutrients such as vitamin C, folate, magnesium, potassium, and fiber that are not found in animal products. Additionally, plant foods contain phytochemicals, compounds that have been linked to health benefits such as reducing inflammation and improving heart health. Studies have shown that people who follow a plant-based diet tend to consume fewer calories overall while still getting the same amount of protein as those on an animal-based diet. This is due to the fact that plants are generally lower in fat and higher in fiber than their animal counterparts. As a result, individuals following a plant-based diet may be able to maintain or even lose weight without having to restrict calorie intake. In addition to providing essential nutrients for good health, Eating more plants can also help reduce your risk of developing chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease. Eating plenty of fruits and vegetables has been associated with lower levels of cholesterol and blood pressure, which can lead to improved cardiovascular health over time. Main idea number 20. Plant-based diets are better for the planet because they require fewer resources to produce than animal-based diets. Plant foods, such as grains, fruits, and vegetables, use less land and water than raising animals for food. Additionally, plant-based diets require significantly less energy to produce than animal products. This is due to the fact that it takes more energy to raise animals for food than it does to grow plants. The environmental benefits of a plant-based diet extend beyond just land and water usage. Animal agriculture contributes significantly more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere compared with growing crops or other forms of plant production. These emissions contribute heavily towards global warming and climate change. In addition, factory farming practices used in many countries have caused significant damage to ecosystems around the world by polluting waterways with waste from livestock operations. By reducing our consumption of animal products, we can help reduce this pollution. Overall, switching from an animal-based diet to a plant-based one has numerous environmental benefits that can help protect our planet's future health. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.